not guilty, the former US President Donald Trump is free to run for the job again, if he wants, after the US Senate fell short of the two-thirds majority needed to convict him on a charge of incitement to insurrection over the Capitol riot on the 6th of January. After his acquittal, Mr. Trump released a statement denouncing the trial as the greatest witch hunt in history. Watching and listening for us, our Washington correspondent Brian O'Donovan. So he's free, Brian.
Free, yes, Gavin, and as you say, free to run again for the White House if he so wishes in 2024. And you referenced that statement last night that he issued. He spoke about how the whole thing was a witch hunt, but then hinted at his possible political future, saying that his historic, patriotic, beautiful movement had only just begun. He said, in the months ahead, I have much to share with you, and I look forward to continuing our incredible journey. Because remember, conviction would have meant that a further vote could have been taken to block Donald Trump from ever running for office again. That now will not happen. In the end, after 5 days of this impeachment trial, no great surprise, everybody expected him to be acquitted. Why? Because it would have taken 17 Republicans to jump ship, side with the Democrats, and vote to convict him. That was always unlikely. In the end, just 7 Republicans voted to convict. It wasn't enough, and Donald Trump has been acquitted.
We'll come back to those Republicans who voted with the Democrats shortly. Remind us of the case for the prosecution and how Donald Trump defended himself.
So the prosecution was led by 9 Democratic members of the House known as impeachment managers. They used very dramatic video footage of the storming of the Capitol building, interspersed with comments and tweets from Donald Trump. They accused him of assembling a mob, creating a powder keg, and then lighting the fuse. It was an effective job, but I think the Democrats let themselves down a little bit yesterday. There was a bit of confusion at the last minute. They decided they wanted to call a witness in the form of a Republican congresswoman. This led to a big row on the Senate floor. The Trump side said, well, if you're calling witnesses, we will too. In the end, they had to back down and they just read out a statement from this congresswoman into the record as opposed to actually calling her. On the defense side, Donald Trump's lawyer's central argument was that the entire thing was unconstitutional. They basically said you can't impeach somebody who's already left office. They said this isn't possible. He's now a private citizen. He is no longer a president. And that argument, Gavin, very much latched onto by Republicans. It gave them cover. It gave them a reason to acquit him without having to pass judgment on his comments and on his actions. And the most senior Republican in the Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, after casting his vote to acquit last night, came out and said that Donald Trump was completely responsible for provoking the riot. And he said that he had showed a disgraceful dereliction of duty, but he voted to acquit on those constitutional grounds.
So what now for the Republican Party, and in particular, the 7 Republican senators who voted to convict Donald Trump?
Well, when you break them down, first off, you have Susan Collins, Ben Sasse and Bill Cassidy. They were all just re-elected, so they don't have to worry about Donald Trump and his voters and his ire for another 6 years. They're safe. Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania, Richard Burr of North Carolina also voted to convict. They're both retiring. The last two then were Lisa Murkowski and Mitt Romney, two staunch critics of Donald Trump's, so no great surprises there. We do know that of the Republicans in the House of Representatives who voted to impeach last month, they have faced a huge backlash from their party, from their supporters. And it is a reminder that Donald Trump, although not in the White House, still wields huge power over the Republican Party. Many members of that party are afraid of him, and they are afraid that if they cross him, he will run candidates against them and he will destroy them. On the outside of all of this, looking in, President Joe Biden, he very much took a back seat in all of this. He didn't make much public comment about it. He did, however, issue a statement last night saying that it was a sad chapter in our history and reminds us that democracy is very fragile. He'll be pleased that it's over. He wants to move on from this. He wants nothing more to do with Donald Trump. He wants to get his appointees passed by the Senate. He wants to get his legislation through the Senate. But also, Joe Biden has spoken all the time about wanting bipartisanship and unity. I'm afraid the last 5 days of this trial will have done nothing to advance that.
Briefly, Brian, will Donald Trump be quiet now for a while?
Well, interestingly, you look at 2 statements last night. I take Donald Trump's first, where he says, it's only just beginning and I'll be sharing more information with you in the coming months. But then you look at the end of Mitch McConnell's statement, Gavin, and he said, yes, I acquitted him. Yes, it was unconstitutional. But yes, he was guilty of these acts. And he also pointed out that Donald Trump could face criminal prosecution in the future.
Brian, thank you. That's our Washington correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.